You didn't have to show me around town, you know. I used to live here. It's where we met. At that old job that we both hated. We both worked register, and you were the one that trained me. It's only been, what, 3, 4 years since then? I think I still remember my way around this place. I only spent my whole life here. I will admit, though, it's nice actually getting to hang out with you in person. Because of the whole distance thing, we haven't really had the chance to do this. Hopefully now that I'm back in town, we're going to be hanging out a lot more. In fact, I think I am going to cling to you so much that you will want to get rid of me. You're going to be sick of me. God, I just feel so much better coming back here. It's true what they say about being around the people you love most. I can't believe how badly I miss this place. The shitty diner that we would get garbage plates at 3 a.m. The park where we would waste all our time because there was literally nothing better to do. But I think the best part of coming home is having an excuse to see you every day. I don't think I realized how badly I needed my best friend. Moving away showed me who really matters, you know? I mean, when I moved from here, I just stopped talking to a lot of people. Not for any particular reason, we just didn't have a lot in common anymore. Like, I would text Jade that I'm heading out for the night with some friends I made in the city, and she would seem jealous. Eventually, it just seemed like it wasn't worth the effort. I kind of just stopped responding. They didn't really want to stay my friends because they felt I left them behind when I moved away. And now that I'm back, they're just as worse. Acting like I had failed or something. I just didn't want to live in the city anymore. I learned that while it was fun for a bit, I don't think I could stay there permanently. The constant movement, how there's always something happening. I'm just not that kind of lizard. I prefer it here, with people I actually care about. Does that make sense? I figured you would get it. You always understand me. Even when the words fail, I can say some of the most out-of-pocket stuff, and you'll agree or understand. It's why we get along so well. No one gets me like you. That was another thing I learned out there in the city. I was always going to be an outsider because I didn't grow up there. I was still making simple mistakes, never fully assimilated to that kind of life. I think it's better for me to be out here, to feel the sun on my scales, that type of a thing. I already feel happier, and the only thing I've done is spend the entire day with you. I don't know if it's because I hate the city that much, or I just missed you so, so much. I missed our shitty movie marathons because, let's be real, it's not the same over Discord. I want to be in the room with you, sharing snacks, stealing a sip of your drink because it's probably better than whatever one I'm drinking, you know, that kind of a thing. I think I just missed us. That sounds really dumb, huh? Well, I'm glad you don't think so. I was a tad worried that things were going to be awkward between us. Not because we aren't close anymore, just because we haven't hung out alone in so long. I started to think we won't remember what it was like to hang out in person. I'm so happy to be wrong. Seeing you at the airport made all the weight in the world leave my shoulders. Running into the tight hug you gave me, it felt like I was finally home, right where I'm supposed to be. I don't know why I even left this place, because the entire time I was in the city, I was just complaining about how nothing is how I'm used to. I don't think I like change as much as I thought I did. Mostly because I didn't have you. It was so hard to navigate the world without my best friend by my side. I didn't have someone who I could annoy at work or knock on your door asking if you have a minute because I just need to talk to you for a few seconds to calm down. I had none of that. I don't think I realized just how important you were to me. I mean, friends don't look at each other the way we do, right? It's okay. I'm not upset with you, really. I didn't even realize you felt this way about me until today. You were standing at the airport, looking all bored, and then you saw me, and your face lit up. I'm talking giant cheesy grin, sparkles in your eyes, almost like you were an anime person or something. It was so cute how you tightly hugged me back, some tears dripping down your cheeks from getting to hold me for the first time in years. You didn't realize how much you had missed spending time with me either, did you? That was kind of the other reason I came back. I just didn't want to say it right away to scare you off. I wanted to ease into it. What I'm trying to get at is, I don't want to just be your friend. That's not enough for me. I want to be more than friends. I want to go on dates and bring you flowers. I can't explain it, but I don't think it's normal to want to do that for your best friend, is it? I was getting tired of waiting for you to make the first move. I figured since you realized it first, you were actually going to make your move today. I set you up for multiple kisses, if you remember. Telling you I got a new flavor of chapstick and then asking if you wanted any. Offering to share some food with you when you brushed that strand of hair out of my face. And we took a second too long and then you flustered and looked away. I'm not going to let go. Not a second time. Moving away from you was the biggest mistake. I realized that I want you. And if I'm reading this right, you want me back, don't you? So then what are we waiting for, idiot? Kiss me already. There. Was that really so hard? Now that we've kissed once, the rest should come easier. I don't know how long you've been waiting for this, sweetheart, but I hope it was worth every second of it. All the ways I imagined this going, I didn't imagine it would be like this. eagerly ripping each other's clothes off between kisses. A bit of fabric catches on my scales, but that's not important. Not when you're finally getting to touch me. Don't pull my tail like that. It's really sensitive. If you start doing that, I can't be responsible for my actions, sweetheart. Someone is not taking the hint. Just can't help yourself knowing how sensitive it is. You keep playing with the bass. You're trying to drive me crazy, so don't you dare stop. Your hand feels so good, working me up like this. It's almost like you want to feel my tail inside you more than anything else. Is that what you fantasized about when you were with me? When you were thinking about me? Look at you, flustering so sweetly for me. Should probably make your fantasy a reality since we have the chance, right? It's okay, sweetheart. It's all right. I've got you. Just keep your eyes on me, sweetheart. You're okay. You've got this. This is what you wanted, right? Feeling the scales of my sensitive tail start to fill you up. It's a sensation that you weren't expecting. The tip is skinnier than you were expecting as well, secreting a slick that coats it. Makes it easier to fit inside you. Oh, don't worry, though. It's nothing that's going to really affect you. Maybe if you were half your size, the story would be different. But as it is now, all you need to know is that the slick I'm secreting makes you feel good. Eases the way for my tail to go deeper. You want it deeper, don't you? Listen to you, sweetheart, moaning so well for me. You must be starting to feel good. I had no idea such a horny little slut was hidden inside you. Do you keep the slut hidden from me on purpose, or are you just learning about it too? No, it's cute, sweetheart. I like it. Want you to be a slut just for me, no one else. I'll rearrange this hole of yours to make sure it's in the shape of my tail. Every scale, every bump, every ring is going to be molded into you. I want to ruin you for everyone else, sweetheart. It's what you deserve for waiting for me to realize that I was in love with you, too. Never going to have to go on a date with another stranger. I'm swooping in, taking you all for myself. There's no one I care about like you. No one who makes me feel as good as you. Just look at yourself. rocking your hips, easing my tail further inside you. Why don't you reach down and start touching yourself, sweetheart? Come on. I want to see how sexy you look when you come. Touch yourself for me. Show me what you like. Oh, that's good. That's really good, sweetheart. Listening so well. Now don't stop. Keep touching yourself while I fuck into you, okay? You're doing well, slut. Taking me better than I thought you would. Like you've been preparing for this your entire life. You feel so fucking good wrapped around me. I can't stop fucking into you. My tail practically having a mind of its own as I get closer to the edge myself. One hand continues to rub yourself. The other starts to reach around, playing with the base of my tail again. You like the reactions you got the first time so much. You want to keep playing, massaging the scales between your fingers. Oh, fuck. That's nice. That's really, really good, sweetheart. Know exactly what I need. You're so good for me. I don't know how I got so lucky to make you mine. Gripping my tail like you're going to die if it leaves you for even a second. You didn't think the bumps would feel this good, would add this much pleasure. Taking me even deeper, your hole stretches as my tail gets thicker. It feels good as my larger form dwarfs you. Never felt so tiny, so cared for in your entire life, have you? It's what you deserve for waiting for me to catch up, sweetheart. One of us was a little stupid about their feelings. But it's okay. It's all right, because we're here now. You're moaning as my tail brings you more pleasure. Looking into my eyes. Oh, yeah. You're doing such a good job taking me deeply like this. Don't you take your eyes off of me. Don't want you to look away. No, no, no. It's me who's making you feel like this. You're going to give me the respect I deserve, aren't you? Such a good slut. Rocking your hips against me. Trying to give yourself more friction as you get closer to the edge. You're so cute, sweetheart. Keep it up. I just love how you squirm underneath me. Only makes me feel that much better. I can barely focus on what I'm going to say next. Your hole feels so amazing and makes my mind go blank. Never had someone this tight. Never had anyone like you. You're amazing, sweetheart. Oh, just keep being yourself. It's perfect. The more my tail moves, the closer you get, don't you? And that's what I like to hear, my pretty slut. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you everything you could ever want. You're not going to need anything with me. I'm going to take such good care of you, sweetheart. Already am, aren't I? Can't get enough of my tail flicking around inside you, moving around as you get closer. Oh, the pleasure's undeniable at this point. Barely able to form a thought outside of how good it feels to be taken by your best friend. It's okay. Oh, you don't need to think. You're my slut. You just do what you're told and get to be praised for it. Oh, I've got you, sweetheart. Almost there. I know it feels good and you're getting close. Starting to shake underneath me as you try to hold on to my thick tail. I'm simply too big for that. Grinding your hips against me. Forcing the tail even further inside you. Whole strains around me, trying to take everything you're given. This is what you wanted, right? Oh, fuck, right there, yes. Oh, fuck, that's good. I know this is what you need. Why else would you be moaning like a slut? You're enjoying yourself a little too much. Moving your tiny body underneath me. Writhing because it's really the only thing you can manage to do. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Impaled so deeply on my tail. Your hands continue to stroke yourself, trying your best to match my thrust. It just feels too damn good. I know, sweetheart. I'm feeling the same way. Getting closer with every brush of my hips against you. You take me so well. Scales massaging your inner walls as the tip whips back and forth. Your pleasure keeps growing. It's all consuming. Can't think about anything else. You can't do anything but take it. I can't get over what a cute slut you make. Only act like this with me, right? That's because no one else has ever deserved to see you like this. They didn't make you feel as good as I did. Now you're twitching underneath me as you hold on to dear life. You wanna come, don't you? Then let go, my sluts. You've done such a good job. You've earned it. I want you to come for me, sweetheart. I need to feel it. You can do it. Make me proud. I know that's what you want. Come with me, sweetheart. Show me how good my tail feels. Come like the slut you are.
Not bad for our first time together, right? Well, I didn't want to toot my own horn or anything, but yeah, it was kind of amazing. I would definitely agree with that. I don't know why we didn't do this sooner. Probably because I didn't realize I had feelings for you. Maybe moving away was for the best. It gave me the clarity I needed to realize I wanted you as more than a friend. I'm not even sure if I would have been honest with myself if it wasn't for that experience. I think I needed to move away to realize what I was missing. Coming home, seeing you. I realized I was in the right place all along. As long as you're with me, it's always home.